All right, man. Take it away.
Are we good to go?
This is
episode 66. I froze there for a second. Welcome, everybody. I don't know.
I felt like we had a technical error.
It's like
we start off with the show, the last one before the new year. And
it was like a good old-fashioned Windows computer. My brain went, I was like, come on, oh, he's back. Woo.
So let's pick up the energy in 3, 2, 1. Cue the intro.
My name's Ivan, and I'm a scientist by day and a writer by night.
And I'm Daniel. I'm a neuromuscular therapist, and I run my own practice.
And you're listening to the weekly podcast, Journey to Wherever.
Enjoy the show. All right, guys. Welcome to episode 66 of the Journey to Wherever. My name is Daniel.
And I'm Ivan.
I sound like those Danos Direct guys, I think. And I'm Daniel. But wait, there's still more. If you buy these...
Oh, nope, sorry. The screen showing it's sold. All items are sold. Nope. Oh, no,
if you buy this chair, we'll throw in a pack of knives. Oh, man, I'm feeling like...
Somber?
That's not as somber as the right word. I'm feeling like if I could morph into something, I'd feel like a beanbag.
A beanbag?
Yeah, just like...
I should have had that as the intro, cueing the intro thing. If you can morph into something.
You know when you look at a beanbag, if they're a person, they look like that guy that's just the corner of the wall,
I just pictured a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger turning into a beanbag.
That's probably me right now.
That's what I pictured.
But a good beanbag. I don't know. I mean, I don't look like a beanbag, but like if I were to be a beanbag, like if I was hiding from someone, if I was like running, like, oh my God, he's on the run. And I like ran down this alleyway, I'd like morph into a beanbag. I reckon I'd morph into an awesome beanbag. Like a good old-fashioned 90s leathery one?
Yeah.
Stitching's kind of coming undone on the side.
Yeah.
So you can't jump on it too hard or it's going to explode. Yeah. But those leathery ones, they're mad. I've been thinking of getting a beanbag, actually.
We've got a couple of beanbags.
You've got beanbags?
Yeah, we do. They're pretty good.
The leathery ones, though,
they're good. But if you want to sit down and get that tracksuit feel on something that you're sitting down, you've got to get a soft cotton beanbag.
You do.
Because you get the leather, it's a bit stiff and hard and cold.
You can't feel it too much, a leathery one, because it does feel like very hard and stiff. I was at a camping store.
Oh yeah.
Randomly, I went and had a meeting with one of my referrers, and I was just like, I was a little bit early, and they had like this kind of like, it wasn't even an Amazon. What was it called? I can't remember the name of the store.
Yourself in a camping store in your line of work.
So I went to meet. Anyways. And they had those. They had like an outside, like instead of a pool chair, a beanbag one, but it's like waterproof kind of.
And it's a beanbag?
Yeah. But it's like a poolside chair beanbag.
Oh.
I'm like.
I've got this one thing.
I don't know. Like, how does that work? Wouldn't the thing get soggy and heavy
I've
and stuff?
I've got this one thing. It's like. Probably a meter long.
Yeah.
And okay, picture this. You know when you get a snag and you go to a bun, like a, you know when you go to a sausage sizzle?
Yeah.
Ooh, and some sausage sizzle. they slice the sausage down
in the middle. Wrong.
And fold it open.
Why?
Okay. I knew that. That's probably a topic that we can talk about.
All the juices come out. What is wrong with it?
Hold your thought there for a second.
Okay, all right, sorry.
I know you've got a strong view about snags and sausage sizzle, so hold that thought.
Okay.
But picture that, right? Where it's fold, you've got the sausage folded open, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a giant chair pillow thing.
Yeah,
right?
Sorry.
Where it almost folds up to like, I don't know, the size of
a giant chair pillow?
Yeah, I know it sounds weird. Just let me finish the story.
Oh, sorry.
It's like, it probably folds up to like, I don't know, the size of a toilet roll. Right.
Fuck.
I'm going somewhere with this. Hold on.
Okay, Jesus.
Right. So it's like the size of a toilet roll. You basically unwrap it. You spread this thing out and then you open it up and it's got like a big hole on the end and you run in the air. Hold on. I'm going somewhere. And it fills up with air. Then you tie it closed.
Yeah.
And it becomes a day bed.
Like an air mattress day bed?
Or, yeah, kind of.
In a toilet roll.
No.
I know, falls into the toilet roll.
I tried to string a lot of shit together there.
Okay.
It's the size of a toilet roll.
Okay.
You
open it
this
and it turns into a transformer.
It's like, it almost turns into like...
Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, essentially. It just goes up.
No, hold on. Let me finish. It's important. I got to get this out. Size of a toilet roll. You open it up. It rolls out to something that looks like a sleeping bag.
Okay.
But the open end of the sleeping bag, you run and the air flows inside.
Do you have to run to get the air in?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a technique where you can move it quickly, but if it's a windy day, it works better.
It's kind of like when you clean windows. Does it work?
Kind of. You fold it up. You Velcro these bits together and it's turned into a day bed.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But it looks like a sausage is being cut in the middle.
Jeez, you went around the roundabout like four times to explain the story.
For those who know what I'm talking about, you'll know what I mean right
okay.
now.
Okay.
It's all a real right. thing.
You buy this at camping stores? How do you even begin to ask for it?
I'm the type to go in there and describe it like that. And they'll be like, the fuck are you talking and about? Then, try aisle 7, man.
Some new guy be like, oh, I don't know. They'll be like Jerry on the top going, oh, I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, I got it from Costco. So anyway, the reason why I said is it's almost like the beanbag thing you were talking about because it's almost, I think it's waterproof.
Wow. It's like an air mattress camping thingy.
Sometime between... like before the end of the year
yeah.
because it's like that time now where we've lost our days, I'll bring it out and I'll show you what I'm talking about. You'll understand.
Then
you
like proper bring out,
you can lay on it.
Like full on demonstrate. I've got to see you do this.
If it's windy. I tried to do it.
But so it has to be windy now.
Well, if it's windy, it helps.
So you've got to be like Usain Bolt if it's not windy.
I tried that. It didn't work out well.
Could you imagine? Because like what's dad doing, mum? He's filling up the mattress.
But you can lay on this thing, dude. Exactly.
You're like a matador.
Exactly.
Trying to get the
it's
air.
It's like that. Anyway. It's random.
It's random. It is random.
It's random.
I don't know how we got into this.
Because you were talking about beanbags and outdoor beanbags.
Oh, I turned into a beanbag. And anyways, how am I feeling? I'm feeling like a beanbag. I feel like specifically a beanbag on the poolside.
Okay. Well, with this blow-up toilet roll thing that you've got to run with the air that you Velcro and stick together and you can lay on could solve that problem for
could
you.
Solve that problem as well. But I feel good. I feel chill. How can you not feel chill?
How can you not, man? It's we're in the...
I'm like ripe.
We're in the phantom zone right now. No one knows what time it is. No one knows what day it is. No one knows.
I've got this unicorn and she's big. She's like got long, flowy, blonde hair.
Yeah.
Massive, obviously, unicorn. It's got like all... It looks... You know what? What's that ice cream? That everyone, it's got all the
rainbow paddle pop.
Life is it Lifesaver?
Oh, the one with the colored rings
all
on
the
it.
Colored rings, yeah. Her cone looks like a Lifesaver.
It does.
Yeah,
I've thought that too. I think the cone on the forehead's like rainbow colored.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what a unicorn is, right?
Yeah,
well, that's what my one is.
It's a white horse with a cone on its head. That's
colorful a colorful cone on its head.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it farts glitter.
But farts glitter. Does it have wings? Well, unicorns have wings.
I think they do.
What kind of wings though?
Little ones.
Little wings.
It's disproportionate. They've got these little wings that can carry this giant horse.
Yeah. Huh.
To think
I'm
of mystery.
Think about that now.
To think of mystery. So.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I feel good, man. I want to jump into something that you and I have been talking about for the last... Probably we've been trying to like, not trying to, but we're kind of just like out loud thinking about something, but then we kind of got our brainstorming heads together and we manifested, I guess, what would you call it? A way to talk about stuff, but have it into like a... what would you call it? Maybe a game? A segment?
A segment.
Yeah.
But it'll allow our listeners to... And us to rate things on a scale that, considering our listenership is 90% male, 62% Aussie male, would probably understand.
We'll probably understand. So where we're going with this is we can universally agree, and if you don't, well, bad luck, but we could universally agree that the way to have a steak is to have it medium rare or maybe just medium. But
anything past medium,
you have to have some kind of pink in a steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's got to be some red there.
There's got to be some red there. We also agree that if you...
And ladies, we've got to be inclusive too. It's not just...
And ladies as well. Okay. Yeah. And we also agree that if you... The way not to have a steak at all is for it to be massively overcooked. Like the meat on the inside's brown, it's fibery, it feels like you're chewing on a piece of rubber.
Yeah.
And so, and depending on the kind of steak and depending on the situation, sometimes it's like an if, it's like a, it's a fence sitting type steak. It's like the rare, like the blue. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if that's fence sitting, man.
It's more towards not having it than having it. You can at least salvage a steak that's undercooked, as opposed to, you can't salvage a steak that's overcooked. Okay. Yeah. So, listeners are probably thinking, what the hell are you guys talking about? This segment is called, How Do You Like Your Steak?
Well, this show's called How Do You Like Your Steak?
This show specifically is called,
Which we have a strong suspicion may turn into a segment.
we got a feeling it might turn into a segment. So, the whole point of this, the segment is, we, like a game of tennis, we will bounce, we will throw a topic at each other, or yep. a thing, it could be literally... Anything. It could be whatever. It could be the mug that's right in front of you right now. I'd be like, Ivan, that mug in front of you. And you'll obviously, because it's your mug, you'll be like, dude, that's medium rare. Meaning, that's the perfect mug for you.
So we've got to lay it out like this, right? Think of a rating scale where a blue steak is one end of the rating scale.
Yep.
And a well done steak is the other end of the scale. The well done steak... Yeah. is the shit end of the scale.
Yeah.
And the rare steak...
It's kind of
the shit end, but it's...
But it's salvageable,
which means you've gone...
You've got some work to do,
yeah. which is not really a scale now, but it's kind of like...
it's the other end.
The middle is kind of the best.
You want medium rare. That's what we
right?
want.
You want medium rare. Medium rare is a good scale, right? So, for example, Christmas time... Yeah. Is medium rare.
Medium rare. Right?
Because it's the best time
of the year. So if I were to say to Ivan, we just had it. What do you think? What do you think about Christmas time? And you would rate is medium rare.
It was medium rare.
And then you go on about why it's medium rare and how it's good and whatever.
Quite a few episodes back, we were talking about legitimacy and some fight that's going to happen between two people.
Yeah.
That's fucking overcooked. It's overcooked.
It's overcooked. Like, it's not good.
It's not good.
No.
The steak's too cooked too much, right? You can't turn back from that shit.
Yeah.
Right?
And there could be sometimes in some things where we might describe a TV show, for example.
Yeah.
And we kind of like, it was like the first three seasons were okay, but it kind There's of lost it towards the middle. Left,
we don't it know. Okay. It was probably rare.
It's kind of rare and it's salvageable. It's kind of like, it's the fence sitting steak.
Yes.
Even though it's not in the middle, if that makes sense. So hopefully that doesn't, I'm sure we'll be able to explain that a little bit.
It'll work out over time. But the very meta thing is this.
Yeah.
During this period of the year,
our
true JTW fan are listening right now.
Yeah.
So you guys are getting the glimpse of this new segment first.
Yes.
And because you're loyal listeners, because you're the true JTW fan that are still tuning in, you are hearing it first. You are here at the origin story.
The origin story.
You are getting the first medium rare steak. It's a Wagyu steak with a marble of 9+. Is that even a thing?
And that's the thing as well.
Is 9+ a real thing?
I think so.
We fucking made it. It is now. It's got a lot of marble. It's a good ass Wagyu.
Describe how medium rare. Good that medium
and
rare
it's,
steak
and it's
is.
And it's not cooked on a stove. It's cooked on a good quality grill plate.
Grill plate, yeah.
And it's got a little
bit
grill, of...
It's got grill lines.
It's got grill lines.
And
it's
when you cut it, it's cut. Like it's still semi-mooing. It's amazing. If you want to add a bit of peppercorn sauce to it, go for it. I personally would not recommend it, but whatever.
What do you have on your steak, by the way?
Nothing.
What's the best?
Huh? What sauce?
What seasoning?
Depends on the steak. But my favorite steak would probably be scotch and ribeye. It's just a good old-fashioned salt and olive oil.
No pepper?
Oh, I could do a bit of pepper.
Okay. So salt, pepper, olive oil.
Salt, pepper, olive
garlic?
Oil.
Garlic?
Garlic, depending on the steak.
So I'll put
garlic on a scotch, not on a ribeye.
You'll put garlic on a scotch, but not on a ribeye.
Not on a ribeye. Ribeyes are a bit more thicker.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I feel like because it's thicker,
the
garlic doesn't get through as quick as it would with a
scotch. Yeah, I can agree on that
scotch.
One. Yeah, okay.
So, anyways. Do you want me to kick off this one?
Yeah, man, go for it.
Okay, so these topics are going to be... And that's another thing. Ivan does not know... The three things that I've got here.
Well, this is the thing. You told me to do some homework and come up with three things.
Yeah.
And I was like, my teeth this morning and I was like...
Oh, fuck, didn't have my homework.
I forgot my homework. It was very reminiscent of school time.
All right. So, I'm trying to think of which one I want to go with because I've got an idea of which ones are going to potentially...
Is any topic off topic?
No.
Okay.
Well,
as long as it doesn't get us banned on a platform.
No. But look, you know, we can always edit the show at the end of the day. But you know,
I don't like editing, man.
I don't like editing. Like we've never edited a show.
Like, how do you edit and stuff? I'm like, we've man, never I don't edited nothing.
A show. So I'm trying to look at these ones, and I'm like, I kind of want to feel like I want to get you started, but I'm like, should I? I don't know. So I'm going to start off with, how do you like your Tony Robbins steak?
How do I like my Tony Robbins steak?
Yeah, Tony Robbins.
You mean
him? Everything him.
Oh, he'd have to be a medium rare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good guy, man.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. I've been to...
Describe this steak.
I've been to all of his events, bar Life Mastery.
Okay.
And he's super genuine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I talk about extremely skilled, and whether it's through a combination of emotional intelligence or... I have no idea, but... When I talk about someone who's able to look into someone like they're from the Matrix and work someone out, even before that person's worked themselves out, I kid you not, he is next level, almost magical when he does it. I know that's a big call, right? Mm. And people,
well, you can only make the call if you've been there and saw it live.
Yeah, that's right. Or if you've watched some of his stuff. But if you watch some of his stuff,
I don't even think watching it would do it justice when you're being there.
It doesn't do it justice because you're literally, and you find yourself like you're sitting in like the audience, right? And I don't like the whole life coaching seminar self-help space anymore. We've kind of spoken that briefly before, but I don't really like it. Well, we actually had a whole episode on coaching versus mentoring.
Yeah,
but I don't really support that thing at all. But And I wouldn't go to all of his events all over again. I would only ever do his Unleash the Power Within event again. I would do that.
Yeah.
But you're literally sitting there in his audience. There's like 2,000-3,000 people. And every now and then someone stands up and they start... He's like, oh, so tell me your story. Like, talk to me. What's bothering you?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And this person will stand up, a guy or a girl, and they'll have a certain look about them.
Yeah.
They're wearing certain colors. Mm-hmm. Now, because I've stepped back, I can break it down, look at it. But they're wearing certain colors, certain outfits, their hair's done a certain way. Keeping in mind, he's talking.
He's probably picked you out well in advance as well. Not he himself has probably picked that person. He's seen something in that person.
Well, people, he goes, who's got an issue? Stand up.
Oh, does he? Like, okay, so he doesn't pick someone randomly.
No, he doesn't. Okay. Like, all these people just start putting their hands up and he's looking the audience and he's like, you over there.
Okay, fine, all right, fair enough. Yeah.
And these people start to talk and they're like, oh, you know, like I'm finding difficulties in work. You know, like my work's real hard and I'm like, I can't get out of bed much in the morning. And he's like, so talk to me more. And they just start talking and talking and talking.
Mm.
And then as they're talking, they're unwrapping all of his stuff and you're listening and he starts asking them questions and then he turns his head and he starts talking to the audience and forgets them.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes back and it's like 40 minutes later and like, and the person's still standing there holding the mic, listening to him talk.
Yeah.
40 minutes later, he comes and he goes back and starts talking to them again. And you're like, by this stage, you're starting to get engaged because you've learned all this stuff as he's been unwrapping stuff. And then he's like, they start talking again and then the person starts unwrapping a little bit more and he gets them to a point where they've kind of exposed and might shed some tears.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about work and relationship problems. And he's like, so why do you hate your dad? And they're like, they just pause and they start breaking down and crying, breaking down. He's like, tell me what they did.
Yeah.
You're like, where did that come from, Tony? Yeah. Like, why did you ask that question?
Yeah, yeah.
And I kid you not, I get goosebumps talking about it.
Mm.
They're like, it could be, why do you hate your dad? Or why do you hate your mom? Or tell me why, you know, one of those things. And the person's like,
yeah,
this is what happened when I was young.
Yeah.
And he's like,
root cause, essentially.
And he's like, and then they go off on this massive tangent. And you're like, I did not see this coming.
Yeah.
And they unwrap it, break it down, whatever. The original thing that they brought up about work and not being able to get up in the morning, completely gone to the side.
Complete irrelevance.
It's now gone down this rabbit hole about someone talking about some event that happened when they were like...
Seven. Yeah.
And he's completely unwrapped it.
Yeah.
And then he breaks it down. He deconstructs it. He gives them these techniques. He brings them back up. He like all these neurolinguistic techniques and everything he does. And then they... All of a sudden, like it's like if you go back and remember, and this is why it's good to watch it on video, you go back and compare them when they first started talking and when they started talking different, they literally look like two different people.
Mm.
Because after they've kind of had their transformation, if you like,
yeah,
all the muscles, this physiological change, all the muscles in their face that they've held so much tension for so many years, all their neck muscles, everything's relaxed.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, their face looks different because they're not down and upset so much. They've got a smile. Their eyes aren't down. They're up. They look like a completely different person. They come back the next day. They're wearing different clothes.
Yeah.
Their hair's up in a different pony, whatever.
Higher, their
chest is higher. It's like you can tell that they've had 37 years of pain taken off their chest.
Yeah.
Yes, they're going to have to deal with it over the next few months. And there's going to be things to challenge.
And it's not resolved, but it's unraveled. Right there in that moment,
they've been equipped with the tools and the resources and the shift in mind to be able to see past what was holding them back for such a long time.
Mm.
And it doesn't happen once.
Yeah.
It happens over and over and over again in these events.
Yeah.
And you get broken off into these groups where you do it in your own pockets of groups. It's like 20 or 30 groups.
Yeah.
And it happens in every team through all the sub-coaches. It's a bizarre experience.
Yeah, I bet.
He is very skilled. He's not just a show person on stage.
He's running a business too. So.
He is.
Yeah.
But all of his work also supports a lot of psychiatry and psychology, and they can use it for credit points and stuff like that too in that space.
Yeah.
So he's a legit guy. Yes, he's been kind of branded as well.
Yeah.
But I have to give the guy a medium rare, like super transforming.
Sweet.
I would go to his events. Not only are they fun, they're a roller coaster of a draining ride, but you come out of it and you're like, you just feel good.
Yeah.
And I don't fall into this whole wishy-washy bullshit. Like, I've passed all that in my years to go. But that's one thing I will stand by. Tony Robbins is a medium rare steak.
There's nothing better than opening it up with a medium rare steak. I like it. I had a feeling it's what you were going to say, but I wanted to kind of, I guess, speak about it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting on a side topic whether, obviously, everyone that's signed up for it and paid their ticket and whatever, they've kind of know what's, in a sense, what they're up for.
I had never.
No, I mean, as in like the whole divulging of, you're kind of like you're expressing everything that's deep within you to groups of people.
But even when I went on my first one.
It's like group therapy.
It was, but even when I went on my first one, I knew it was like, there was going to be like fire coal walks and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know what energy was actually going to be there.
Yeah.
It's a rock concert.
Yeah.
A rock concert, mosh pit, high energy event.
Yeah.
For four straight days.
Yeah. So you just mentally drained.
But
at the
you
end.
Don't feel, I mean, you get tired.
Yeah.
But you're so energized, it's bizarre. So I don't know. That's my little
kind of Tony Robbins, medium rare steak for Ivan. Sweet, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
On the topic of things that, like, what do you think of? And I brought this up briefly before, and I said, hold that thought because I know you're passionate about it.
Okay.
When you go and you get your snag,
okay,
shifting gears.
Is this a question?
This is the question about how do you like your steak?
Okay.
How do you like your snag steak?
Yeah.
How do you like your, all right. When you go and get your sausage sizzle, how does the sausage and your substrate a la flour dough bread piece, whether it be, I'm going to let you explain how you like it. How does it all have to come together? Because sausage sizzles, snags on a barbie, is a strong Australian cultural thing.
Yeah.
It is at the center of a lot of our celebrations and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's got to be a way that you like your snag.
My snag. So you're asking me what's my medium rare
What's your medium rare? How do you like your steak when it comes to your snags?
Definitely do not cut my sausage in half and leave it hanging by the skin.
That's just weird, isn't
it? It's just like you've ruined it. You've dried it out. It's no good. Don't do it. I have at times walked away from a sausage sizzle
have
stand.
You?
Yes, I have.
Shit, I won't go that far.
To be fair, I probably wasn't that hungry as well.
As soon as the smell comes in, I'm hooked for regardless. I see
it. But it has to be... for me to like put it in front of you and sell it to you, like, and say, and wow, like, it has to be a soft, long roll.
Okay.
Soft, long roll. Medium to heavy onion.
Yeah.
Caramelized onion.
Okay.
Mild.
White mild, onion or red Spanish onion?
Nah, just white.
Okay.
Mild barbecue sauce.
Mild barbecue sauce.
Mild barbecue sauce. And
copious amounts or a small amount?
Of what?
Barbecue sauce.
Mild, as in like light.
Like, you mean not a mild sauce? You mean a small amount?
Small amount, yeah. Mild, like you're sauce. Like, you know, some people just get real into the sauce.
Okay.
You know, like some people do the up and down. Yeah. Some people do the zigzags. I do like a mild zigzag.
Okay, I'm the other one.
You go up the other way. Yeah. You go vertical, horizontal. Spread that whatever.
Shit I spread it all over that sausage.
That's my medium rare steak.
Mustard?
No.
Cheese?
No.
All that's right. That's onion, a hot dog, onion man. On top of the on sausage or top, under the sausage?
Top of.
Sauce on top of the onion or onion on top of the sauce?
Top of. That's the layers. Sausage, onion, sauce.
Sausage, onion, sauce.
Yeah.
On a white long roll.
Soft long roll. Not crunchy. I don't like the crunchy one.
No, it can't be crunchy.
The crunchy ones are saved for the Vietnamese pork roll.
Yeah, for Ho's Bakery.
For Ho's Bakery, yes.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. One other thing I like. Do you like a... do you like a thin sausage or a fat sausage?
Just a standard one. The long, thin one.
A long, thin
not
sausage.
A Krunsky. That's not.
Not like, a Krunsky?
No. Like, okay. Sorry. The type of sausage has to be a standard pork sausage. Like, if you
pork?
Give...
Pork? That's my next question.
If you're going to give me...
Jumping the gun on the sausages.
Okay.
Thin or fat?
Thin.
Okay. And yeah. Pork or beef?
Pork.
Okay. Pork sausage?
Pork sausage.
Thin. Okay.
Thin pork sausage.
Yep.
Sausage first. Heavy onion next. Light barbecue sauce drizzle.
Okay.
And then long... like soft white roll.
And the whole thing sitting on a napkin while you eat it or not?
Oh, you got to have the napkin.
You do?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Or else you make too much of a mess.
Okay.
I'm not a, like your sister is. She doesn't mind the sauce dripping down the pinky.
Yeah.
And you did the whole, you know, you got it like, I get, you know how
a signature thing, isn't
you
it?
You know how you get like iffy with the...
prawns.
The prawns?
Yeah.
Like I don't like...
sauce dripping down the pinky.
I don't, but this, you know what I hate the most? When I haven't realized the sauce has dripped down my finger.
Okay.
And my fingers have been stuck for a little while. And then I try and open my finger and I've got dried barbecue sauce. Not good. Okay. That's why I go the mild as well. Taste and feel.
Exactly. Okay. And when you get this sausage sizzle, this snag.
Yeah.
Are you the one that also adds the $2 cold can of beverage to it?
100%.
So you do.
We're talking about Bunnings sausages now, right?
If it's
available, yeah, of course.
And what's the beverage?
Generally, whatever they've got. I'm good with them. Any of them. If
you had to pick a beverage to go with it?
Probably a Coke.
A Coke?
Yeah. A good old-fashioned...
Not a solo?
High sugary, million teaspoons of sugar Coke.
Not a solo?
Nah, see, solo is not a go-to for me unless I've been landscaping.
Isn't it funny how we've all got these things that we do?
Like, I can't have a solo just like, oh, I feel like
a
solo.
It is a summery drink.
It's very much I need to quench my thirst.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because when we're growing up, we had a TV commercial.
Yeah.
Of the guy riding the rapids. Was it Crocodile Dundee or something?
Something like that.
Riding the rapids. And then all of a sudden, they go under the water. It's like this rapid river racing thing. Crocodiles or some shit. I can't remember. And then all of a sudden, out of the water... pops his hand and it's holding a can of Solo.
Yeah.
And he just and cracks it and then just sits there and bangs these.
That's
drink
when
back
they advertise
and it drips all down the throat and the chest.
That's also when they advertise the big mouth thing
so
on the
can.
So you get as much as the Solo you can.
Isn't that fantastic?
So that's it, man. That's my medium rare.
Okay. I'd have to say I'd go everything you said. I'm not too fussed about the bread roll versus the bread.
As a sliced bread.
Okay. The reason why I like the sliced bread is...
You get more sausage.
Well, you get more sausage. So there's more sausage to bread
and
ratio.
And you actually go back for more as well.
I can have more.
This is what was holding me back. But I'm talking about like if I can only have one.
If you can only have one.
That's how I'm having it. But if I'm like... If I've overcooked, like I've got like, you know... If everyone's sausages. Like, oh, I don't feel like lunch. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to do 10 sausages. Oh, sliced bread it is. Daddy's going down.
Okay, then you'll do that?
Yeah, okay. 100%.
So if I was to have a bread roll, I think my sausage has to be slightly thicker. Not a thick Krunsky style.
Yeah.
Not a super thin, typical barbecue style.
Yeah.
Slightly thicker. Just a little bit. Just so I can get a little bit more snag in it.
I feel like the skinny ones have a little bit more crisp on the outside though.
They do.
Yeah.
But I like mine just cooked.
Okay.
So you like a bit of juicy
sausage.
You're
like borderline salmonella.
It, Yeah,
well, kind of. Yeah. It's like, I'll, oh, here we go.
I don't mind a decent amount of onion as well.
Yeah.
But I'll put more barbecue sauce than you like.
Yeah.
So okay. I will be the one who squirts the
sauce. You're heavy. You'll go and up and down a few times.
The same direction and add a bit more. And then I'll finish it off with another flick.
Do you lift the sausage up and give a bit of a squirt underneath?
I never tried that.
Yeah, you should.
That'd be too much because I don't want to be like, I don't want to
make Adriano likes it that like that. Does he? He lifts up the sausage and squirts it underneath.
That's a good
idea. So he likes sauce, sausage, sauce.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I might try that one.
All right. I've got another one for you.
Okay.
Shit, this is shifting gears. Kind of. You'll laugh at this.
I'm a bit worried.
Okay. The TV show, how do you like your designated survivor steak?
Okay. More context.
How's the show? Rate it.
Which show?
Designated Survivor, the show.
Oh, I thought you meant Survivor is in the one that, on the island.
No. Designated Survivor, the show.
Okay. How do I like... Okay.
How do you like your steak?
You got a you really plucked.
I did my homework, man. Far out.
You did your homework.
Jeez, I came prepared. It's probably the only time we've ever prepared for a show.
Look, put it this way.
Hey, listen, no fence sitting.
I'm not going to. You have to give it. You have to give it a stake. I actually wrote some blog posts on this too. I'm so passionate about it. I think I'm like the most biggest fan of Designated Survivor in season 1 and 2. So
remember, we have to rate the whole.
For those
show.
Who don't know what Designated Survivor,
just give it a quick. You know,
Designated Survivor was. Starring Kiefer Sutherland,
yep.
The guy from 24. I didn't like him. Well, it's not I didn't like him. He just wasn't a big fan. I didn't like 24 because I never really got into it. No, you did.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
No, I wasn't a 24 fan either.
Well, I wasn't a big fan of
I'm
him.
I'm not a big Kiefer Sutherland dude. Just throwing it up there.
Either was I.
Okay.
Then I saw this commercial on
Netflix.
It was Netflix.
BBC or something, wasn't it?
No, it was on Netflix. They first aired it on Netflix. But they replayed ABC's version of it. ABC produced it,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, this looks good. Basic premise, at the State of the Union every year in the States, all the government gets together for the State of the Union. One delegate is taken out, maybe two, one, I think. But one delegate's taken out and they're taken to a secret unknown location.
Yeah.
They're kept there. In the event that something goes wrong, catastrophically wrong, and all of government is wiped out, there will be one remaining sitting member of government that will basically restart government and can still uphold government. So they're called the designated survivor.
Yeah.
That's the premise of the show.
Yeah.
So basically, it opens up. Kiefer's sitting in, you know, there's a guy sitting up in
He's like a member of cabinet.
He's a member of cabinet. Yeah. The designated union starting. He's eating popcorn, sitting back. He's in his real comfortable clothes. And a terrorist attack happens and wipes out all of government. And he's like, looks out the window and just basically sees Capitol Hill on fire.
Yeah.
And then the show just unfolds. And I was like, shit, this looks like a good show.
Yeah.
So I watched season 1 and I was back-to-back episodes watching it. There's like 20 episodes per season as well because it's an ABC thing. So I was getting my Designated Survivor fix.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was like, fuck, season 1's good. Oh, got to go season 2. I ended up writing a blog post after season 2 came out. Shared it all. Everything's good. And I was like, fuck. End of season 2 comes. And if anyone likes spoilers, switch it off now. Okay, you still here? I'm going to tell you. Designated Survivor season 2 happens. And then it ends. And you're like, holy shit. Where did that come from? I wouldn't expect that person to be in on this too.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh no, ABC's pulled the plug. There's no more Designated Survivor. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? I've been here for 40 episodes. You took us down this curve,
and
unveiled that someone's part of this thing, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
And they're like a key character.
Yeah.
Then Netflix comes along and goes, don't worry, guys. We're going to save the day. We're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, Netflix is picking up. Season 3's coming.
Yeah.
So Netflix comes along. They produce a 10-episode version of this and release it as Season 3. Season 1 and 2 is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3 comes along. Netflix must have sat in a boardroom and said the following. There's a great series, guys. Everyone loves it. 20 episode each. We even know a guy called Ivan Salagi from Dreams of River. He's a massive fucking fan.
Yeah.
He loves this show. If everyone loves it as much as him, it's a fantastic show. One bright spark in the corner of the room's gone. guys, I've got an idea. How can we fuck this up so hard that will be the most biggest and royal fuck ups of all TV series that it's even worse than what happened to Game of Thrones? How can we tear a hole in this so much?
Yeah, yeah.
The person who's leading the team must have said, you're getting a pay rise this year, mate, because that's a brilliant idea. Get to the drawing board.
Yeah.
They've literally fucked this show
to
the point where season 3 is not even worth watching.
Okay.
I'm like, I finished watching, I watched the whole thing because I was dedicated to watching it. I'm just like, what did you just do?
Okay.
We swear on this show because it's an explicit, it's part of our content. But in season 1 and 2, they barely dropped a shit bomb, let alone fuck.
Yeah.
In season 3,
it's like all over.
It's like every third word's fuck.
Yeah.
It's regardless of the topics they talk about, I understand the direction they're trying to take because of social things. They want to talk about things that matter at the current state of the world. And I get what they've tried to do. But it wasn't what season 1 and 2 was about. If it was a complete, if season 1 and 2 was about that, go for gold.
Yeah.
Spread the social message. Talk about topics that matter. I get it.
Yeah.
It's got its place. But not when season 1 and 2 had nothing to do with the topics that they were trying to talk about in season 3.
They essentially released a whole new show and just call it season 3.
And call it season 3. It's like, it's got nothing to do with it. They really fucked it up.
Yeah.
It is the end of a well done steak.
Oh, I didn't see this one coming at all.
It is the end of a well done steak.
The waiter has come and he's put the designated
steak down. He's gone, as he's put it down, he hasn't put his soft, the plate's gone on the table. It's like, it's a log of burnt meat on the plate.
So it's overcooked. Well, oh, wow. I thought I was going to throw you a curveball with this one. I knew you weren't a fan of season 3. But I didn't think it was going to throw season 1 and 2 off. I thought it might have been salvageable, but...
Mate, there is... I can't even... It's just... Look.
Let's move on. Don't touch that steak anymore.
I go from 0 to 100. It's when people watch it, they're probably like, dude, it wasn't that bad. I just get super passionate when I go for things, right?
Well, especially when something used to be good and it turns shit. It's like essentially the way you've described this to me, and we'll end it on this, is you've ordered a ribeye steak. Like, it's probably one of the best steaks you can have.
Yeah.
And they've just torched it.
Yeah.
It's like, what have you done?
Yeah.
It's not like they've brought you out, you know, a low grade, you know, supermarket style rump steak.
Yeah.
And they've medium rared it. And like, oh, it's okay. You've gone quality from the beginning and it's just gone. It's like someone's just thrown it into a fire pit and forgotten about it and got it out like 10 minutes later.
Exactly. And said, here's your piece of shit. Go for gold. And look, I was probably an old soul watching this because I think the average listener of this was probably in like their mid to late 40s probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're the ones who really follow the ABC over in the States.
Yeah,
right? That was their demographic.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and looked at the forums and online threads about what people were saying about it too.
Yeah.
They were saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You've got these people who watch that type of show that's come across and they're just saying, nah, they've just really ruined the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what. I think at the time I was very connected to the leadership style too. I really liked his leadership style.
Yeah.
In 1 and 2, it was a time where I was like trying to come up as a leader as well, and I really learnt a lot.
Kind of resonated.
It was a very inspirational leader.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah.
Personality type was the same, and I was like, oh, I really resonate. Like, I really like it, and then
Just poo pooed it.
Just fucking poo pooed it, man.
Okay. Designated Survivor, well done, overcooked, torched steak. All right.
We got time for another one?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay. Can I go a little controversial?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah.
You sure?
Huh?
I can go a little bit controversial?
if you want, man, I'm ready.
Okay. This topic isn't going to get us banned right now.
Yeah.
But don't be surprised with cancel culture.
Yeah.
If in 2 years' time,
yeah,
we're not allowed to talk about this anymore.
Okay, yeah.
So while we can talk about
okay.
it, let's talk about it.
Okay.
There is a massive movement in the world.
Yeah.
And there's strong polarity against it.
Mm-hmm.
People have got reasons for it for health reasons. People have got reasons for it for other reasons where they just want to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Immunizations.
Yeah.
You cool to talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's an important topic.
I think so too.
The reason why I'm going to bring it up is because when was the last time you heard about cases of chickenpox?
Cases?
Cases of chicken... Or a case of chickenpox.
Not within my circle of family or friends.
Growing up, it when we were young, everyone had chickenpox.
Like you would ask, oh, where's
lotion
Fred?
Was like butter on bread. You just lathered your kids in it, right? Yeah. Because everyone had chickenpox. As soon as someone had chickenpox, all the parents stuck their kids together in the playground so they could all get it at the same time.
Yeah.
Get over and done with.
Yeah.
Growing up after that as a teenager and beyond, I never heard a case of chickenpox.
At least for the last 10 years, I'd say.
At least 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
I kid you not, this year, 5-6 times I've heard of cases of people getting chickenpox.
Interesting.
So it's raising a legitimate question. What's your feeling?
What's my vaccine stake?
What's your stance on your view of your feeling around vaccinations, immunizations?
Mm-hmm.
How do you rate it as a stake?
I'm gonna, and this is not a fence-sitting statement, but I'm not.
I don't think we can fence it on this topic.
I'm not well versed on vaccinations in general. I have naturally, like, probably like a lot of people, been reading up about it probably the last, say, 12 to 18 months.
Yeah.
So I'm probably not the most well-versed person to give.
So you're in the early days of learning about it now?
I'm still learning about it.
Okay, I might have been a bit preemptive with my question.
But that's okay. But in terms of like whether to, whether not to, I'll start off by telling you what the stake is and then I'll kind of explain it. For me...
Not whether to, whether not to.
Or just what I think about it.
What you think about it. Because I don't think in the health spaces, we should be saying what you can and you can't do.
Okay.
It's just your view about...
I think it's rare. I think it's undercooked. I think there's not enough. I think there's a lot of memes going around now. Like, I don't know what's in that. I don't know what's in that vaccine. And then someone's like holding like a durry in their mouth and having a cigarette.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of people shitting on it.
Yep.
Saying it's a conspiracy. And it's all this kind of stuff. And it might. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? No one knows. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I don't think there's enough information out there to suggest yay or nay. But for me, it's I would probably say it's a rare stake because there's still a lot of development on it for me personally.
Yep.
And I haven't personally made my mind up on it yet. Okay. That's why it's not overcooked for me, and that's why it's not the most perfect thing, because there's a lot of shit that scares me about it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially not so much for me, because I know with my line of work,
yeah,
I'm probably not going to be given an option to practice without it, to be honest.
Yeah.
When it comes our time to get it done. I personally don't. I only ever had the flu vac once.
Yeah.
And I still to this day kick myself. I don't know why I went and had it. I felt like I was being proactive and I was sick for a month.
Really?
Yeah, I was sick for a month. Now,
with flu symptoms?
Yeah.
Strong flu symptoms?
Strong. I was for 2 weeks, I was sick. For the next 2 weeks after that, I had everything after that. The coughing, the spluttering, the phlegm.
Did you get the flu after that year? Again?
I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
I would have been interested to know that answer.
I can't remember. But... not that changed my mind about it, but it's kind of like, that's why there's still a lot of development on it. I don't know enough about it to make a strong stance on it.
Yep.
But for me personally, I think when it comes time for this whole whatever COVID vaccine to come out, I don't think I'm going to be given an option. Or I am. It's going to be either if you want to continue to practice and work with people, you need to have it, or... yep. You can still work with people, but we're not going to fund you. We're not going to support you. We're not going to give you insurance. We're not going to do any of that. So it's like, well,
I think there's a lot to be seen in that space.
There's a lot. I don't know. I'm kind of a little bit stuck in terms of like the question you're asking. In terms of like, do you think it's good or like?
What no, I think you actually answered it quite intelligently, because I think you've answered intelligently in your way of saying it, is in because can you rate it being good or bad? I think if you're having an online debate, your typical online debate, you've got people that are like, no, I'm pro-vaccine. And you've got people that are like, no, I'm anti-vaccine. The people that are pro-vaccine would be like, oh, no, it's medium rare. Everyone should get it. Herd immunity, everyone's got to have it.
Yeah.
The people that are like anti-vaccine are like, it's well done. Like, you can't, don't even go there. It's terrible.
That's right.
I think your answer in your context makes sense. You're saying, I don't know enough about it as yet, whether it's because you, would you say it's because you haven't learned enough as yet? Or do you think science in general behind it isn't far enough yet to conclude anything?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of science backing it.
I think there's a lot of science backing it, but I still think we are, and I forget the two different types. There's the one that gives you the actual stream, whatever it is, of the vaccine. Yeah. And there's the one that, I'm going to butcher this for all the scientists. There's a protein of some sort that makes your body believe that it has it, and it creates the immunity. It creates a defense. The difference between the two is one, the one that gives you the stream, you don't have to have it for another 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Whereas the one that gives you the protection for it, you have to have it more regular.
Yeah.
Which one do you pick? I don't know. I'm not sure which one's the best one.
Yeah, I think you've answered it.
To answer it the best way, I think there's a lot more development left to it. I think if anything, with everything that's happening at the moment, it's exposed companies like, not exposed, but it's put more onus on companies like TGA to explain more and educate people more about where the vaccines is for you or it's not for you.
Yeah.
So a vaccine is a rare blue steak for me because I think there's a lot more development on it. And I'm not saying the development that's going to come out is going to be better. It may come out that it's going to unravel a whole can of worms and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's my answer. It's not a fence-sitting answer. It's just I don't know enough about it to sit here and, you know, either bag it or pro it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my answer.
Alrighty.
Is that a fence-sitting one?
A little bit.
Okay. I'm being honest.
No, look, I think you've made a fair comment.
Because a rare steak, you wouldn't have it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it just yet. If you're someone walking the door right now and go, here we go, vaccine time, I'd probably be like, whoa, back off a bit.
You've got to build more
trust. I'm not going to have a blue steak. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
But if you're going to talk to me about it more and try to convince me, that's you putting the steak back on the grill for a few more minutes to make it medium rare for me.
Yeah.
Or you might talk way too much, throw me right off. That steak is still on the grill. By the time I take it off, it's overdone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I think you've answered it very well. And that's one of the things I threw it in there because it was something that came to mind only because I've been hearing... The reason why I asked is because I've been hearing lots of cases coming up.
Let's have a vaccination episode.
I think we could have a vaccination episode
because I know you've got some serious... like.
Well, I do, but I'm probably also the same as you where I don't understand a lot of it yet.
Yeah,
I probably have to learn a little bit more as well.
It. Yeah.
I've
always been big like that. I can't go on a rant about something and just
use my
comprehensive English to blabber on about shit and get emotional about, oh, it's bad. And people are like, I don't know what's in it. I'm like, fuck, do you even know what day it is tomorrow? Like, there are some people that annoy me about it. Like, there's this really good video, I'll send it to you, about like people making an opinion on something. And then you assess the individual making the opinion. And that's probably the very same person that goes to a nightclub on a Saturday night and snorts a line of cocaine.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't have an opinion on this when you do stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, those kind of people are clouding the correct education on whether it's good or not. Because there's a lot of like those type of people making opinions on things when they're not even qualified to make an opinion whether they should cross the road or not.
Yeah. No, I know I'm being
harsh there.
No, I agree. It's true. It makes complete sense. And I certainly agree with that. I think I would go and get myself. I've never had the flu shot personally myself, but I don't ever get the flu much. It's very rare that I ever do.
Yeah.
I find that me taking 150, 1.5 grams of vitamin C a day for me personally.
Yeah.
Holds sickness off more than me feeling like I need to go and get the flu vaccine. With that being said, I've immunized myself with other stuff.
Yeah.
For it other just, stuff. Whooping cough and all the other stuff.
There's some real plain stuff. Like if you're going to this country, it has malaria. I would get the shot
before I go there.
That's what I would do. It's plain science.
And I support and agree with the idea of herd immunity.
Yeah.
Right? So there's lots of things there. At the same time, there are areas that I'd need to educate myself in.
Yeah.
But the reason why I brought this one up within this topic is because lately I've just noticed out of nowhere,
it's just a lot.
There's a lot more cases of chickenpox. And when I say a lot more, when you go from 0 to 6 in a short period of time, within a year, particularly in a time where we've been isolated for so long, that's a little bit interesting to me. Yeah. It's almost like, is it an early indicator of something? Because if I personally have only heard of just 6 anecdotally or through general conversation, it's like, are there more cases? And could it be a correlation because there is a strong movement of people saying, no, no, we don't want to vaccinate anymore. We're against it.
Yeah.
Is there a potential correlation of why we're starting to see more cases of that?
Yeah,
100%. So that's kind of the topic. So I think you answered it well in stating it's rare.
Yeah, I think so too. All right. Let's move on. Let's do one more each. Yeah? We'll do one more each.
Now you're going to make me do extra homework while we're talking.
You don't have another one?
Huh?
You don't have another one? I've got one for you. If you don't have one, we'll finish on this one.
All right, give me that one. Give me one and we'll see how
you got to pick one and then you got to tell me. Well, obviously, you'll know. I'll know the answer to it, but you need to tell me.
Okay.
Or you can put it this way. Pick one and then you can talk about whether it's well done, overcooked, rare, whatever.
Okay. Because I've got a thing to finish up on because this is the last episode of the year after this thing.
Okay. Bush or beach house?
Bush.
Okay. Bush steak. How do
Thanks
you like
for
it?
Listening, everyone. Bush, man.
Bush. All right. Tell me about
you. You're a beach house guy, aren't you?
No, because I am.
It depends on the time of like.
It just, I kind of like, if I could.
You're so intuitive in your answers. It depends on like lots of things which matters. Whereas I'm just like, Bush. And then Bush. You start talking to me and then I'm like, yeah, all right. I can finally understand. Maybe it's Bush. No, I'm staying on the fence. It's not staying Bush. On the fence. It's I'm a Bush guy.
A Bush house.
Bush house is a medium rare.
Why?
There's just something about.
Talking serious Bush, like Bush. You're in the Bush.
Yeah, I'm talking serious. Bush. Yeah, all right, Bush. All right. I like me some Bush, man.
Yeah.
So
not Bush and then like, you know, drive down the road and Woolies there. Like I'm
no,
in a
no.
Bush house.
Bush, no toilets, no showers, no one around.
Yeah.
You walk 15 kilometers either direction and you're still in Bush.
Bush, yeah, okay.
If you had to like pick me up and drop me anywhere,
yeah,
like just drop me out of a parachute and say, this is where you've got to land. Yeah. You're staying there for 30 days.
Yeah.
Have me on the beach or the bush.
Yeah.
I will pick the bush at a heartbeat, in a heartbeat, any time of the day.
Okay.
There's something about as soon as I get out there, the smell of bark, dried leaves, the ruffling of the trees, the ground, the opportunity around me to survive and create and craft and live off the land and connect that the beach doesn't give me.
Yeah.
When I go to the beach, it's nice. It's probably a medium to a well done... A medium well. The beach is a medium well. I go there, I see the waves crashing. I'm like, oh, this is nice.
It's relaxing. It's soothing.
It's relaxing. It's soothing.
Whereas
and then
bush...
I like the sand. I like building a sandcastle.
But then you want to go.
Having fish and chips, enjoying it. But then I'm like, well, it's been a nice day. It's a bit hot now. I want to go home.
Yeah.
Right?
Whereas
when I'm in the bush, I'm like, leave me here. Okay. I feel at home.
Yeah.
In the bush. Okay. That's how I'd have to explain it.
All right. Awesome.
Camping, crafting, building.
Fire
the
pits.
The smell, the fire.
Like gathering, chopping.
Gathering, chopping. Like I even said to Nat the other day, I'm like, Nat, there's this course. It's a 3-day, 3-night fundamental module course of bushcraft where you go and you do this course from a guy who is an ex commando, Australian Army commando, and now teaches the Army in the survival skill stuff. So he's the coach instructor for them now.
Yeah.
He runs a course for 3 days. I've emailed and said, put me on your calendar list because next year I want to do it.
Okay.
3 days, you go off, you pack, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you're out in the bush for 3 days.
Nice.
Learning about all the stuff around the bush.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm super excited.
All right.
If I get that knocked out in 2021 when we go in the new year, I'll be a happy dude. So, bush is a good...
Medium rare.
Good, perfect, marbled, tomahawk steak, medium rare.
Okay.
On a barbecue with a bit of fire charring the sides just to get it just right.
Well said, my friend. Well said.
Yeah.
All right.
Before we wrap it up, it's the last episode of the year.
Okay.
It's been a good year.
It has.
We've had some lot of reflections. I don't know how many episodes we've released this year. Some, 40-odd episodes. Just quickly... Have you got it 5 minutes before we wrap up?
Yeah, let's
just okay. It's the end of the year. It's been a good episode. I know we did this last year, but I'm going to thank you again.
Oh, man. Like, you're welcome. Thank you.
A good episode. A good show this year. We've done a lot. We've had a lot of recordings. We've had a lot of topics.
This time last year, we were probably only about a dozen episodes in.
Was it about a dozen?
Yes. Okay. It was early days. Okay. I think we were in the early kind of like, you could call it the honeymoon stage of the podcast. Whereas now this is like the relationship development of...
Well, we can't, after this year, when we move into next year in a couple of days, we can't even say when we started the podcast last year, because we started it the year before.
The year before that.
We can go and say circa 2019.
Damn.
Like, we're
veteran status.
we've earned that veteran status now, right? So 66 episodes in. I thank you for that. It's been a really good journey.
You're welcome. And thank you.
This year. And I'm looking forward to next year. God bless we get a great year ahead. Everyone's safe and healthy. And it's just a good year.
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap it up, I want to thank the listeners too.
Yeah.
So thank you to everyone who's listened. We've grown this year. We've trended upwards
exponentially.
This year.
Exponentially
we've,
grown.
We've it's, certainly and it's, gone and it's upwards
not,
this year.
It's not like fluffing our feathers or anything like that. It's legitimate stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we grow quicker month to month now than what it took us to get last year in a whole year.
Yeah.
So we're doing well. It's very and we can't do this unless people actually click play. They tell friends. They share it. They support each support us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm humbled and I thank people for that. And we'll still show up each and every single year. We haven't skipped each and every week. We haven't skipped a beat yet. And we'll deliver in 2021.
100%. I couldn't round it up any more than what you just said, man.
Yeah.
Are you going to say something?
No, I was going to go on to my last thing.
Which was?
Oh, so last episode of the year. We started this year super hopeful. It was going to be a great year. We were like, yeah, it's going to be a great year. What are your predictions
for
2021?
How many? Like, what do you mean predictions?
I don't know. Top three. Whatever you think of the top predictions.
Oh, shit. Far out. Talk about
what do you think's going to... What are your predictions for 2021? Legit.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man, you put me on the spot here.
If you have trouble, I've got a few that I think, but I'll give you a second because we came into this year super hopeful. It's going to be the greatest year ever.
I don't want it to be an economical type thing, but I feel like I always use the term shit rises to the surface.
Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be some serious, and it's good and bad at the same time. Somewhere first quarter of the year, there's going to be some stuff.
Just coming out.
Just like with like
arising, coming into the play. Like we're going to be witnessing certain
things. Going to be witnessing a lot of like if, put it this way. We're going to be wishing that like at the time when COVID hit in March and all that kind of stuff here in this country, that it was the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
I feel like when we hit the first quarter, there's going to be some serious stuff that's going to,
make 2020 look a little bit
mild.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
But it's going to be two ends of the spectrum. It's going to be like fantastic for others, and it's going to be disastrous for others. I feel like there's going to not necessarily a divide, but I think people are going to really understand when we talk about safety nets and all that kind of stuff, and happiness, and everyone's on this like lovely cloud. I feel like there's not going to be any more room left on these big buses. People are going to be riding little mini buses and charters, and not everyone's going to be able to get on the bus.
Wow.
And for those who can't get on the bus, you got to walk, and you're going to find out the hard way.
Okay.
That's, and I don't want to be like, oh, Mr. Doom and Gloom, because we started last year's episode.
A couple of episodes back when we were talking about distractions, the beauty of distractions. If
this
people
is what
go
I
back
mean.
And listen to that episode, they could use that episode and what we talked about in there to still turn that shit around
exactly.
and make it work.
Exactly. That's essentially what I was going to say. It's like, not that it's a bad thing, but it's going to be some real stuff is going to unfold. Okay. And Jake Paul takes a dive.
Yeah. Okay.
For hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay. Yeah. hopefully. unless someone clever enough just goes, nah, fuck it, we're scrapping the match. This year has been a roller coaster of a year.
Yeah.
Because this is what roller coasters are like.
Yeah.
You're lining up in the queue a la 31st of December, wondering what the ride's going to be like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited, but I'm nervous.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're in the queue.
Yeah.
You get on the roller coaster.
Yeah.
you start going up, up, up. You're like, oh, and this is going all right. It's going all right.
You're like, oh, you get to the shit. Top of the thing, here we
you're
go.
Like, here we go.
And your stomach just goes.
And then you go on it. And when you're on it, you're like, get me off. Get off. Stop it. And you're like, you're just getting thrown left and right.
Yeah.
At the same time, it feels good. Yeah. But you hate it.
Yeah.
But it feels good.
Yeah.
You get off the roller coaster. You're like,
I want to do it again.
Oh my God. That was so bad. It was so scary. But I want to do it again.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Even though it was scary.
Yeah.
That's what this year was.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. This year was the roller coaster. And it has an exact match-for-match analogy at every stage of the roller coaster.
It really
does. To what it was.
It really does.
Next year, I don't know if it's going to be the same. I think there's going to be a lot of shit that's going to get real weird.
Mm-hmm.
I predict two things.
Okay.
They're going to be wild predictions. But okay. Don't be fucking
I'm just on the record. I'm not... I don't like predicting things.
I don't like predicting things either, but don't be surprised. Yeah. Vaughn said it here first.
Okay, here we go.
An asteroid will be coming to Earth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No. It has to be wild. An asteroid's coming to Earth. This is the prediction.
All right. Everyone's going to be doom and gloom.
Everyone's going to be doom and gloom. The media is going to make it out like it's the end of the world. People are going to be like, no, it's not. People are going to be divided. Mathematics says it's not. No, but it is. Asteroids coming to Earth. Everyone thinks it is. It's going to pass us like Y2K. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
But we've got to wait for the end of the year to realize that we missed an asteroid hitting Earth and destroying us. And finally, we're the superior race. We've survived. Yeah. And everyone's going to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
The other thing is that we are going to make contact with, have already made contact with, or find out that aliens are real and visiting us. Oh,
fucking hell. All right. I think we should.
No, I'm serious. I'm not saying I believe all of that stuff. I'm just saying that's how wild.
You feel like the White House is going to come and go, all right, okay, enough. Here's the files. They're all in the back. Go and have a look.
Stuff is just... I know it sounds... We've had conspiracy theory
episodes. Just don't touch Roy. He's got a powerful finger. He'll throw you through the roof.
We've had episodes around almost many different topics. We've had conspiracy theory episodes before. I'm telling you, it's something wild.
You know what, man?
You're going to say this. You know what, man? What? That wouldn't surprise me. Go and say it.
I was going to say it wouldn't surprise me. And it's the perfect way to end JTW 2020.
Yes.
Because it's like...
Because if something can top that, then...
What?
Earth's just putting its hands up and saying,
like, what?
Come at me, bro.
It's because, like, serious, like, dude? Like, vaccines, coronavirus, asteroids, what?
Aliens.
What?
It's
what?
So, yeah. That's my prediction for 2021.
And then, like, we find out Madonna's an alien?
Who knows?
Like species and shit.
More sugar.
Will Smith comes on and just goes, what were you talking about? I don't know what we're talking about. Anyways.
Predictions for 2021. So anyway, guys, I hope you had a fantastic year. I hope you have a fantastic year again. Thanks for listening to us. Episode 66. Conspiracy theme, man. The number
66.
The last episode, major predictions. Episode 66.
Plus six.
Episode 66. It's been a massive. Oh, it's 11:06 on our clock. 06.
Anyways.
Anyway, it's been a fantastic year. It's been a great run of episodes. We've loved having you on. We hope you have a safe new year moving forward, and we can't wait to connect with you guys again. When we relaunch or reconnect or release the next episode in the new year, there's no breaks.
And like, as a belated Christmas present for us, if you like the show that much, you want, like, I wish I could give these guys something. I just love their voices in my ears every week. Just refer us to a friend.
Tell one person.
And then tell that one person, if they like it, to do the same thing.
Open your app up and show them just our podcast and tell them to subscribe.
Not tell your whole classroom full of people, not all your colleagues at work, not your family, just
one.
That's all.
That's all we need.
And on that note, thank you very much. Like Ivan said, I couldn't top what you just said. I am humbled by the fact that when we first started this, we got, you know, and I use the term light, few listeners, but at the time it was a lot for us.
Yeah.
It has grown exponentially, and I'm humbled at the fact that people from all over the world reach out and speak about topics that we can't even remember talking about ourselves.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, I couldn't think of doing this with anyone else but yourself. And I enjoy every process of it. And I feel like every time we are constantly opening a different door, we're in some kind of like Luna Park, Wonderland type theme analogy. Park. And we're constantly opening a different door, and it's just a different thing every time. And then when we look back to go and open that door, that door's closed. There's so many more doors, and it's just, that's the best way I can describe it. So yeah, to many more doors ahead.
Amen.
So, all right, man. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, everyone.
And peace out.
Peace out. We better go, man, because aliens are coming. Bye. Okay,
bye. Just some guy, it's like Madonna just goes just does this whole she does like a Wolverine thing with her fingers and like nails come out, stabs herself in the forehead and goes and just like it's full speed, like, what the fuck.
I'm telling you man
I thought my prediction was a bit like full on, and then you come out with like aliens and asteroids.
I don't know if it's been set up by people, but have you not been hearing about these weird monoliths that have been showing
up? My brain's like,
I don't have
enough iCloud storage in my head to think about stuff like that, so
who knows, man. Bizarre shit's happened, man.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, man. It's been a pleasure.
See ya.
Bye.